What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. It's a beautiful week. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this beautiful Tuesday, November 15th. We're going to jump right in. We're going to call this one Reach Forward. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. I forget all of the past. As I have fastened my heart to the future instead, I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victorious prize through the anointing of Jesus. We're not supposed to live in the past. We're not supposed to live and dwell on how things used to be. Too much of time spent sitting around remembering the good old days is actually unhealthy, because it's implying that there was a time that was better than now. Even Solomon warned us, do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you don't inquire wisely concerning this. That's Ecclesiastes 7:10. See, we're not supposed to think of former days as better than today, because if we went back there now, it wouldn't be as good as we thought. Time alters our perception of the past, since we tend to dwell only on good things and forget about the bad. The danger of dwelling on the past and somehow beaming what is already over is that we might miss the greatest days that we could ever be living in right now, and fail to look forward to the possibilities of the future. We're supposed to reach forward towards what God is doing. Reach forward. I was talking to somebody last night on the phone, one of the folks that we're, you know, pouring our life into. There's about a couple handful of people that we're just, you know, training up. And this person was given a card last week, and it said, the greatest season that you'll ever be in is the one that you embrace now. I thought that was so powerful. Greatest season you're ever going to be in is the one you embrace now. What is it about the past? And what is it about the future? I feel like the past and the future is a trap for so many people, right? People that live in their past is hard to connect, hard to identify with that. Especially people that felt like they touched God years ago. It's like they can't ever move on. And they want God to do it exactly like he did it before. Or somehow you fantasize that, you know, look, if I ask most people, what's the earliest age you remember? You're probably not going to tell me the truth. You're going to tell me an age that somebody showed you pictures and told you constant memories from when you were growing up. No one actually can remember that far back. Few people can, but mainly it's memories and pictures, and you tend to fantasize that, right? You can make everything as great as you want it to be, but some people live in the past. They'd rather the good old days. They'd rather be, well, I wish this wasn't changed. I wish this wasn't different. I remember when I was managing in a coffee shop one time. It was amazing. I had a great team. I had a great staff, and we laughed all the time. We had so many memories. It was such an incredible moment. And I remember one morning where we're just loving our regulars and we're having a blast. And I got off the counter for a minute and went in my office, and I could hear everybody laughing. And then I kind of went out from my office and just stood in the back room watching the front counter, just how incredible everything was. I had a great team. I love these people. It was so amazing. And then my next thought was, it won't always be like this. Because I knew that God was preparing me that greater days would be ahead. And these moments, although they're amazing, I never would want to diminish them. It's not the greatest days. The greatest days are the ones you're in right now. Your greatest season is the one you embrace today. Because you will sabotage a gift called the present. And the present is what today is, the present. And so you'll sabotage your present by dwelling on the past. You'll sabotage your present by dwelling on the future. Sometimes people got something great ahead of them they're looking forward to, and if they just scrap this season, man, you're crazy. You'll miss what God has for you. And some people have so much anxiety about the future that they miss this season. The greatest gift we have is the one called the present. It's a present. And so today, you know, my prayer is that your eyes would be open to the season you're in. This is the greatest day. You know, I've been blessed to know Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. You know, God's used him so powerfully. I mean, hands down, one of the greatest men of God to ever live. And I remember one time I was with him, and I think it was Bethel called. And they were doing like this historic piece on revivals and historic figures and all this stuff. And I remember they asked him, what is the greatest move of God you've ever been in? And I was floored at his answer. You know what his answer was? The one I'm living in right now. I thought that was incredible. Most people are asking him that, hoping he says 93 Lakeland, you know, hoping, he says, the stuff that he ignited in different movements on the earth. He said, no, the greatest move of God I've ever been in my life is the one I'm in right now. And I feel like we all could learn from that, right? Because yes, the past was amazing, or maybe it wasn't. And yes, the future is going to be incredible. But the reality is today is the greatest day we've ever known. And so perspective is the whole difference here. Do you believe it? You know, every year, I remember 2020 took place and we just began to prophesy it'd be the greatest year financially we'll ever have. It'll be the greatest year in ministry we've ever had. And it really was. It was an incredible year. But what's the difference? You're either buying into some narrative that, you know, either yesterday or tomorrow is going to be better and you miss everything you have. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're going through trials and difficulties, the goal isn't that you just kind of skim through these and miss all that God has. Not at all. The greatest gift we have is today. So today, reach forward. Today, I pray, and I do so many times, that our eyes would be open to the reality of what's in front of us. Father, we thank you that today is the greatest season we've ever lived in. Here's another thing I feel from the Lord, really. Stop cursing your season. Stop declaring that you can't wait for another job, or you can't wait for another this, or you can't. Man, you are the prophet of your own destiny. You are cursing yourself by constantly trying to get out of a season that God puts you in. So, man, I feel like that was really a word for us today. Reach forward. We love you as always. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.